the times, they are a-changing. We don't change the clocks this weekend. I actually heard Chris this morning talking about that you don't change the clocks this weekend. We change stations. Believe it or not, for the first time, two of the stars in our stable, Tom and Doc, are with us this morning. Okay, guys, I remember changing television once, and this was kind of fun. We went from Channel 13 to Channel 7. We did it at 8 o'clock at night in El Paso.
Okay.
And actually did a countdown. And I'm not really sure why we did the countdown. I guess we sold it. But that was a good reason. But the PBS and the ABC changed. But it was a big deal. This is a big change that you guys are doing Monday. Are people going to find where you are Monday morning?
Well, we hope so. We've worked really hard to get the word out ahead of time, just to let listeners know. You have two different stations. The stations aren't changing. We're just changing places on the FM dial. So you want to give them the word ahead of time. Where are you going to find us?
All right. Why the change, Tom?
It's a good question, Bill. First, let me say thank you for having us on the show today. It's quite an honor. You've had some heavies here today. This is a big deal.
Don't be talking about waistlines now.
And I enjoyed your call last night of the Brandon Valley-Harrisburg game.
Thank you.
Very good stuff.
Well done. Well done.
So to answer your question.
Yeah, whatever the question was.
The question
why
was...
Why the change?
Why the change?
Yes. Why take KTWB and put it on to 92.5? Why take Kello FM and put it on 101.9 FM? Is that the question?
That's a great question.
Doc, what's the answer? The answer is...
Because we could. We didn't know it was possible. And then we decided... No, actually... Long story short, a year ago, this group of radio stations was purchased by Midwest Communications, great company. And when they came in, they decided that they needed a little research. You know, they wanted to come into the market educated and wanted to find out what was the best way to serve this area with radio. And that research gave them some results, and this is kind of one of those results.
Yeah, as far as we know, there had not been market research done in the radio business for well over 10 years, and that's no way to run a business. So with that, what Midwest Communications found was that KTWB was not serving their listeners as well as they could. You know, we weren't reaching the country music fans in South Dakota, Minnesota, Iowa, and Nebraska because the signal that KTWB is on right now is not big enough to get out there where all those country music fans are. So that's what we found in the research. They said... Put that station on a big stick. That's what we call the transmitter, the transmitter, the tower. So that is the reason to go to 92.5.
And with Kello FM, which you've been a part of for a long period of time, Tom, they found that it was more of a metro signal, not necessarily an urban signal, but a metro signal in this area.
Right. Kello FM has, it's been at 92.5 since 1965. Always really serviced Sioux Falls and the local area. Never really went outside of this area. You know, we never traveled real far north or south to check in with listeners or clients. It's always been right here in the Sioux Falls area. So with this switch, we'll continue to do what we've been doing for years, covering that same audience and same client base.
Personalities, what's going to happen? Don't everybody answer at once.
We got to get through the switch first.
Right away, nothing.
Right. You know, as far as both Kello FM and KTWB is concerned, you're not going to notice a big change right away. I can tell you that the good news is we're boosting the economy in the Sioux Falls area. We are adding some more live local talent. As far as KTWB is concerned, there will be some new people added to the staff very shortly.
Okay, so why is new people live on the air different than today?
Well, I don't think it's a huge secret that radio the way it has been, with modern technology, we have the capability to actually record shows, to pre-record shows,
just like TV.
Yes,
Jay Leno is not live. By the way, Jay Leno's show is not live. They take
what
and. For economies of scale, radio does the same thing in a lot of places, pre-record the shows. But with our goal here to be live and local, we are going to add live local talent on our radio stations. Nice.
Makes sense to me. The music? Difference in music?
None. Music's going to be the same.
You've already done some of the music changes, the tweaks that were done. And in fact, all of the stations have had some tweaks.
Mm-hmm. Right. And that was part of the market research project that came out a year ago when... this group was purchased, it just helped to refocus the radio stations as far as their music is concerned, and really just want to super serve the listeners.
And what they did do was that research, go out and talk to people in Minnehaha County, surrounding counties as well, and find out what they liked, what they didn't like, what they wanted to be listening to.
Sure. And the big thing they found out was that people love country music, and there was people that are within our reach that we weren't getting the signal to. So that is that's the big reason for putting KTWB on 92.5.
Now, you've been a big voice on Kello FM. Big voice on Kello FM.
Yeah, I think that's a compliment.
Were you competitors with KTWB as far as that? Were you all on the same team? First time the two of you have been on the air together.
Yep.
Which is kind of unique. We talked about it and we said, well, maybe we'll do it once next year. So obviously, you guys have come together. The new owners, Midwest Communications, have come together and figured out a way to take care of everybody.
Yeah, I think it's a team effort. And, you know.
So you're not competitors?
No. Not here.
No. Every radio station, no matter what your competition is, whether it's the same format or a different format, yeah, you're all trying to get as many listeners as you possibly can. Between us personally, no. And even as I think as radio stations, we're all part of one big team.
Kello FM is a better radio station than KTWB, you know, right?
That is a matter of opinion. I'm not saying you're wrong, but I'm not saying you're right.
Oh, boy. So we do
want to arm wrestle?
We do compete.
Well, I'll tell you what, we'll have a best 4 out of 7. Bring you guys back. We'll talk a little bit. But what you should know is the change is Monday at midnight.
Right at midnight. Okay. No countdown, though.
No countdown.
Yeah, we didn't get the countdown.
See, that could be the fun.
Well, maybe. We still have time.
I would say it's not too late. So, we will be here at midnight. We'll be making the official switch. So when people wake up on Monday morning, whatever their normal routine is, that might have to shift a little bit.
Okay, so KTWB goes to?
92.5 FM.
And Kello FM goes to?
101.9 FM. And it's the better radio station.
Uh-huh. Again, matter of opinion, but you can tune in, find out for yourself, please.
All right. Tom and Doc, first time on the radio, last time on the radio. But we appreciate you both being here. Congratulations on the change. We always want the winners to be the listeners. And I think with what has happened and the way it was approached with the research, you told us, we're doing it.
Let's go.
Okay. Makes sense to me.